Welcome to Your Five for the Day. Have you had a chance to look outside today? I'm sure you have, but have you really looked at the beauty of the world around us? Honestly, when I think about everything, I get so amazed. Seeds which bring forth plants, which bring forth huge trees that produce vast forests. It is wonderful the things that happen in the natural world. Today I'm not going to talk so much about the beauty of the world around us, but the detail about those things we see around us and the wonder surrounding them. Take for instance the four seasons. Sometimes we overlook what really happens during these seasons we experience. In some, trees lose their green colour and become brown and the leaves fall off. In some, it is like everything else becomes new. Trees produce new leaves. The weather doesn't feel too hot or too cold. It feels just right. In some, the sun shines so brightly and it is so warm. At other times, it gets so cold that it may snow in some areas or rain in others. My question is, how come everything happens the same way, the same order year after year? When I look at the way and the order in which the seasons occur and its regularity, I can only think there is a master creator behind such perfection. Maybe science has reasons for why the seasons happen the way they do. Of course, that is what scientists do. They find a reason for everything. But I only see a God behind all this. Have you studied the amazing way babies are born? The whole process is amazing. It couldn't just have happened out of the blue because the process is so delicate. The way every organ is formed. How are they even formed? Not how, but for instance, why aren't the ears just like a hole? Why are they the way they are for everyone? And who said our ears should be on the side of our heads? Why are eyes where they are? Why not on our forehead? But on the contrary, where every organ is perfect. The process of respiration, digestion, blood circulation couldn't have been by chance. Someone made it that way. I can only think there is a God in creation. Take the sun and moon, for instance. Why is there a sun to give us light in the day? And why is there a moon that reflects the sun's light by night? Why wasn't the moon made as big as the sun, and why does it have to reflect the sun's light even? I guess the one behind all of this knew that light couldn't shine all day. Otherwise, there'll be no break from anything. Imagine there was nothing like sleep. We'd have been machines rather than humans. Night was created for us to reflect on the day and take time off to rest and feel refreshed for the next day. I guess the earth being round couldn't have been by chance. Imagine the earth was as flat as the people thought earlier. Then I guess there wouldn't have been any day-night cycle, because then the sun would shine on the whole earth at the same time, and funny enough, people could actually walk to the end of the earth. That is why God made the earth round, so that at a given time, the part facing the sun would have light, and the part not facing the sun would have the moon and stars. Such perfection, such detail. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and see the brook and feel the gentle breeze. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.